And I wouldn't care where I see a sign at, if it said color, I could take that sign or die. Or if it's a white only, take it. That was mine. That belonged to me. And it's just how you just got, just lost control. And there was no way to explain to me that that should be. And I couldn't see it being, so I wouldn't. My best effort was to die trying to eliminate the colored and the white sign. And it was a long time before I learned that all white folks wasn't alike. Had an incident when I was in Franklin where I told you my mother and father never farmed, that he sold logs. Well, my mother wanted a garden, and this white man would come up and plow a garden for us during the spring for us to plant vegetables and stuff. And when he planted his cotton and stuff late on in the spring, we would go and scrape it for paying him for plowing the garden. So he came up on a Friday morning and asked my mother, says, well, it's time for them boys to scrape my cotton. She says, well, they'll be there tomorrow, Mr. Simmons. She says, I can't take them out of school. He said, can't take them out of school. They ain't going today. She said, yes, sir, Mr. Simmons. My children don't miss school. They got to go to school. And one word led to the other one. So she says, Mr. Simmons, what do I owe you for plowing the garden? So you owe me $4. My wife, my mother hit her pride and joy. At that time, $7 was something to have. So she had five silver dollars in her bosom, tied up in a rag. So she took that rag from around her neck. I could see it just as good as it was today. She took it loose. She gave him $4 silver. He reached down to pick up a shawl to hit my mother with. My brother, he got killed in New Guinea March the 5th, 1945. Whirled that picket fence and had that man down before she knew anything. And so eventually she got him, my mother, he didn't hurt him. And the law came up there and told the man, he said, Mr. Simmons, this is the finest black woman I know in the world. He said, you're wrong. My brother traveled that road and passed by his house and looked for him days. They made that man move and move up above us so that my brother wouldn't kill him on his way to school one morning. And it took me a long time to realize that all white folks wasn't bad. It took something for him to see that man pick up a shovel to hit my mama